Carolina is back. This is random.
It's very random. So we are always, you know, we want to know what you people want to talk about. And so we'll make the phones ring. Mike said, what do you want to talk about after six? I said, I've got one. I've just spent the last 2 weeks in caravan parks. And when you're in caravan parks, you do your washing and you hang it on the line. It's a communal line. And you get to see the random stuff people do. I've got really strict clothes on rules. Very, very strict.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So I am undies in the middle, undies and socks in the middle.
Right.
Undies and socks have to be hung in my house, John's, mine, Mama's. Each sock, I find each sock and I make sure it's hung together.
I do that.
Next to it so that
it's easy to remove.
So that when you've done your socks, and when you take them down, everything goes and you can do it. You can basically do your folding and the washing.
I think that's a bit of a ladies thing.
Yeah.
Putting your undie bits on the inside.
So no one has to look at them.
Cover your shame a bit.
Yeah, exactly. But
Tracy was making me do that at home for a long time there. You're out in public at the caravan park.
I do it at home too. Oh, yeah. And then John... And this is chaos, absolute chaos. John thinks that pants should be hung. Like, so if he's hanging out the washing and he's hanging out the tracksuit pants or the jeans, he hangs them by the pockets. So he pulls the pockets out and pegs on the pockets because he says, well, that's the most efficient way to dry them.
Ooh, yeah. See, I hang to avoid ironing.
Yeah, right.
That's always the priority for me. So whatever I hang,
you hang by the tail, not by the shoulders.
That's right. Yeah. So on the pants, depending on where the line is, I'm most likely to sort of just lay the pant down flat and just hang by the belt where the belt goes. Right. So, but it's open enough so it gets dry, but I also do the zip and the button up.
Okay.
So they don't get that weird crinkly thing in the zip area.
All right, okay. I see where you're going there. 5451927.
It does help to dry them inside out as well.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I would never do that. I would never dry anything inside out on my line.
What?
I want people to walk into my backyard and think, oh, that's a nice line. That looks good.
Yeah, but it.
She's done a nice job there.
But the pants are inside out. So nope. You've got to get the sunshine to dry the inside.
No, they'd look ugly on the line.
Oh, you're ridiculous.
5451927. What are your clothesline rules? And now you're allowed chaos. You're allowed to invite chaos in because I tell you what, when you've been at a caravan park,
you know what else I do that drives my wife nuts?
And just hang it half by halves.
No, I don't.
What
are you, 14?
That's right.
You're 14? You hang that up like that? Exactly. You're 14.
That's right.
Please. And also too, Caroline, I will hang a shirt like this now. This is how anal I've got. I'm hanging them on a collared shirt. Yeah, I'm hanging them on coat hangers. This is my anti-ironing crusade.
Yeah, sure.
Do the buttons all up and just hang it in a windowsill in a hot part of your house.
That just sounds dusty, Mark. Just sounds dusty.
No, it's only there for like half a day because the room's hot and just cooks your shirt. All right, look how straight it is. No ironing here, friend.
Anarchy out there. I don't know what people are thinking. Hanging things by one peg.
Oh. What?
Oh.
Really?
It hurts my soul.
Is this a Western Australian thing?
No, it's a caravan park thing. They're not West Australians. They're from everywhere when they're in caravan parks.
No, I'd check number plates if I was you. George is in Watala. Now, Georgie, what about you? What's your rules for washing?
Not so much the clothes, but each item has to have the same colour pegs.
Oh, yes, I know lots of people who are like this.
No.
Yes, and you're...
Thanks to my mother, Mark, I've adopted that one.
Do you know what? I don't do the colours, but do you know that I can't... If I've got different pegs, like one good quality peg and one crappy old one, I have to have the same quality peg on each thing.
We wear our plastic pegs down to when you pinch them, they snap. You know when you pinch them and they snap? And then sometimes I say to myself, you know what, that one's still got a bit of life in it.
Yeah, it can still fly.
You can hang in there.
I like order on my line.
Yeah, you're trying to hide your shame by putting your undies in the middle,
so that no one has to look at them or the neighbours look over the fence.
Don't you find, though, that if you put the larger items on the outside of the line, they block the shade to the smaller items?
Sometimes I do worry about that, but I've been doing it too long now.
It's a priority for me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I know I just got an email. Someone said pegs must be gathered when the clothes come in, so there's never any pegs on your line. The pegs are in the basket.
There's a bit of that going on. I don't like that because they die quicker, the peg.
Oh, do you think so?
See, yeah, I thought they get too much time in the sun.
No, that's
They get all croaky and brokey.
Well, that's what she's saying. She's saying she brings her pigs in.
That's why.
So they don't stay in the sun. Yeah, right. Whereas now I leave mine out.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And you're calling chaos on other people.
Yeah, I am, yeah.
How do you live like that? Will's in Wirtala. The rules of hanging out your wash and wheel, what are they?
Okay, so there's a bit of mayhem there. I have, I hang up the pants by their waist. They've got to be on the line, like on the seam line. Hang it up at the top of the can. I don't care if they're inside out though, Caroline.
Don't you?
Hang on, did you say you hang it by the cuff of the leg?
No, by the waistband.
Oh, by the waistband. And you hang them inside out, Will?
Yes, good, Will, good.
I will.
Oh,
I
my
will.
Goodness. The anarchy. Anyway, yeah, and what else?
Underneath the armpit for the shirt.
Underneath the armpit.
You can't see the peg marks.
No.
But John, you are John.
No.
John is the same thing. No, no, weird.
You put your shirt out. You put your shirt out of shape. You put it out of shape.
No, you hang them right. That's best place. I can't stand but on the
hand. No, you're a weirdo.
No, well, there's no way you can do my washing, but you're not hanging it out, lady. No way.
And pegs can't match on each item.
Pegs can't match.
They can't. Nope. Oh, I don't know. I did that a few years ago. Well, no, a few decades ago, actually. Truth be told, I'm that old. But a few decades ago, I just couldn't handle having matching pegs on each eye.
You are an anarchist. Absolute anarchist, Will.
Just defiant.
Absolutely. Wow.
Sandy's joined us from Mullaney. Sandy, what's your rules on washing?
I hang all my shirts up like you so that you don't, you reduce any need for ironing.
Yes.
So they're all on hangers. And the sheets, I peg them up so the ends of the sheets are on the line. So when you, they're not draped over the line, the sheet isn't over the line.
My mum does that too.
Oh.
My mum does too. So they're almost half folded when you take them off.
That's right. Yes. By the time you take them off, you can virtually fold them then and there.
That's an alien special.
That's a time saver right there.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, it's a great one. But, yeah, the rest of the time I'm an anarchist, I'm sorry.
Is it wider Australia? Like, you think that's reflective of all Australians there? You think you get a snapshot of how people lay out their washing?
I do, yeah, because people are just from all over in caravan parks. They're from, they're from all over the world.
A towel with one peg just getting off the beach for a few moments, sure.
Maybe.
But this madness.
Oh, do you know what else my mum does? She is, like, if she's hanging a lot of tea towels, they don't get two pegs each. She goes, one.
Yeah. Because you run out of pegs.
No, I don't like them touching each other.
Oh, see, I do that with my undies too.
Mm. What?
Yeah,
you can line them up. One peg per pair of undies, or do you see
No, you line them up, so they're buddies. So they buddy up. So you use, basically, instead of, for two undies, you're using three pegs instead of four.
No, I know that.
And then you can line them up right around. You save heaps of pegs.
I just don't know why your undies need to be, pegs lengthwise.
Again, you peg them up by the waistband. It's the waistband peg.
No way.
It's the waistband.
Never heard of this.
How else are you going to do it?
Never seen it in my life.
There's no other way to do it. No other way. Caroline's discovered that throughout Australian caravan parks, the washing chaos is out of control.
It's really out of control. Like, people hanging things on lines with one peg.
Oh, my God.
Like, I know, just revolting. Absolutely revolting.
Barbarism.
Yeah. That's what it is. So we've been asking this morning, what are your rules for washing? Now, look, someone has just messaged me. Jason's just messaged me and said, socks must be hung by their toes.
Ooh.
Oh, no. Ooh, no, Jason. They get hung. My sock rule is you've got to find the other sock and hang them together. They've got to be with their friend.
Yeah. Well, you hang them with one peg or two?
Two pegs.
Yeah.
And by the hole at the top.
Yeah,
not by the toe.
Well, you pull them up with.
Yeah.
That bit.
Yeah, that bit.
That's structurally sound.
Exactly.
That's where you're supposed to do it. Let's go over to Scott and Nambour. Mate, weighing in on this one, give us your rules for washing.
Same colour pegs.
Oh, okay, right.
And
same thing.
And like Caroline, same, like kind of an old and a new must be the same.
Yes.
But also, if my wife happens to hang it out, I have to go and correct it.
Yeah.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. Without her knowing, hopefully.
Don't get caught doing that. Yeah.
I want to correct John's, but I don't, but I want to.
I've had my washing corrected.
Yeah.
And then I've actually just walked straight back down and watched the person watch me uncorrect my washing.
Yeah, my wife does that. If she knows I've done it, she'll deliberately go and put different colours and everything.
Oh.
Just to get at me.
Undermining.
And I also sort it as it comes out of the machine, so all the light stuff is at the back, so the heavy stuff gets the more breeze and all that sort of stuff. Takes me half an hour to sort it. My wife gets really cranky.
You know what I get in trouble for? Folding at the line. Like, fold it up and put it in the basket.
I love folding the line.
I get
in
a lot of trouble for that.
Why do you get in trouble for that?
Oh, it takes too long. And I'm like, well, it's just going to sit in the washing basket anyway. Yeah. You're not going to put it away.
Exactly. Fold it at the line.
Fold it at the line, straight to beds. Put it straight on your bed.
Yep.
I agree, Caroline. We concur on that.
That's right. I have this weird thing that someone walks into my backyard and sees my heels hoist, so I want them to say, she puts together a nice line. I'll grant her that.
Yeah.
It's nutty, isn't it?
I think that's odd. I think it's your backyard.
I know.
I mean, if your heels hoist was like next to your letterbox.
No, on the odd chance someone walks in the backyard, they'll go, she keeps a tidy line, that lady.
I would like to know, out of all the people that have visited your house, has anyone ever stopped and went, gee, Caroline has a good clothesline? I know they love your deck. I know they love your lunch. I know they love your company. I know they love your wine choices.
But no, I don't think they do care about
I've never heard anyone
washing.
Say, you know what, I tell you what, that lady, she knows how to hang up some washing.
She really does.
It's 92.7 Mix FM.